There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running Reality TV Podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to another exciting edition of RFF Radio. I have an interview lined up this week, Trevor. We didn't even talk about this in the pre-show.
Nice. Who are we interviewing?
Jeff Varner. From season 2 of Survivor.
Okay.
He's got a second chance shot.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. So he's going to be on, we're talking right now at 7 p.m. Eastern, so that's before Survivor on Wednesday.
Do we want to start Survivor? Because I have some and this whole second chance
Yeah,
thing.
Let's talk about the second chance thing real quick. I want to talk about it
in terms of, first off, two things I like. One, Kelly Wigglesworth has to get on the show.
Exactly, right?
From the season 1 cast. Has to be on there.
I reached out to her on Twitter, and I haven't heard anything back, but Jeff...
I mean, has to. If you're voting, you have to vote her in, yeah. Right? I mean, that's a must.
And I think you have to do Kimmy Kappenberg from season 2.
I agree. I would lean towards people from earlier seasons.
Yes.
Now, here's what I want to talk about in regards to the Second Chance cast. Carolyn's in the cast, and Mike's in the Second Chance
right.
cast.
Now,
are they throwing that at us? Because those are the two who I think are most likely going to win this game.
Right.
So are they throwing this at us because they want to tell us like a curveball that like
apparently,
they don't or what's it? Should I derive any meaning from that?
Apparently Jeff said, well, those might just be in there. You know, one of those people might be ineligible.
Okay.
So,
all right, that would make sense to me.
But that's pretty much a, we fucked up. This is what we're going to say to cover up our fuck up.
You think they threw him in there before the season ended? No, I don't think so.
I do. I think somebody fucked up.
Okay.
That's my thought today.
Somebody would have caught that, though, to me.
That's my thought today. We know how these operations work, Trevor. Remember when we had to contact J. Holland Moore that the next episode of Joe Schmo is already on Spike TV's website? These things go to shit rather quickly.
I mean, because if I'm watching the season and I see them in the Second Chance cast, I'm like, wait a second, is that... Because to me, if those two didn't win, who does win this season,
Dan.
Right?
Dan.
I'm very surprised Dan survived that. But Carolyn decided, by the way, to shiv Tyler because he was the only one out there who knew she had an idol.
Let's not talk about that yet. I want to talk about Second Chance yet. I don't want to get off Second Chance yet. So we're going to talk to Jeff. I hope you can join us at 7. I know that's kind of early, but that's as late as he can go that day.
Mm-hmm. What day is this?
Wednesday, before Survivor.
Okay.
7 o'clock before Survivor.
If I'm not there, you can just hold down the fort.
I will. But god damn it, phone, shut up. I do want Kelly on there. I want Kimmy on there. I want Jeff on there, obviously. I don't know if there's many other people I want.
I want
on there.
Tasha on there. I thought she was great from her season.
No, fuck. Overrated.
I'd
take Shireen back.
I'd go Shireen. I could talk myself into putting Shireen down.
PG, I would like to see PG back.
She didn't really do that much.
No, she didn't. She didn't, but she's an early one. She's another one that's early.
Who else?
Cass can go fuck off.
Yeah, I'm not putting Cass back. I saw, what should we call it, Woo is in there, and I'm not putting him back.
No.
On.
Or Troyzan.
Troyzan's a no.
Yeah. I would like to see Andrew Savage and Terry Dietz.
I can go Terry. I'm not going to give you Andrew.
Really? See, I like Terry. Or Andrew. Here's the thing. Where's Hayden?
Hayden should absolutely... I'm stunned Hayden. That was one of the things that jumped out at me that Hayden wasn't on there.
We have Jim Rice, who no one remembers.
Yeah, why wouldn't Hayden be on there, to be honest? He should get a second chance to try to do the complete the double.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he would have won. He would win, too. Like, I would say he'd be, like, number one or number two vote getter.
Yeah, you'd think so. Joe is on there. I don't know if Joe deserves a second chance.
Joe will be the number one vote getter of the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
I think, here's the other thing. You know, we were talking about where I think that it's a fuck up on the website for Mike and Carolyn to be on there. But what if Mike gets picked? Like, okay, Mike, oh, you got picked for second chance, but we can't take you. And Mike goes, you know what? Let's give it to Hayden. Let's send Hayden. And the crowd goes wild. That's what I also think they're going to do.
That would be awesome if you had to choose his replacement.
That will prove that this thing is rigged.
That would be awesome if, like, he had to hand over, he had to choose his replacement, and they gave him, like, five people that he could choose between.
Yeah. He'll pick Hayden every... I mean, I think it's rigged.
I think they're intentionally trying to throw us off the scent. Because everybody's got to be watching the season and thinking Mike and Carolyn are the odds-on favorite to win. Especially because if you watch... All right, should we get into the
show?
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
Especially because I think sometimes the previews to the next week's show, I think, reveal everything that's going to happen in the show.
See, and I didn't see the previews, so you're going to have to fill me in.
So in the previews, you see Carolyn, Mike, and Sierra scrambling, right? And you see Mike telling Carolyn, Dan's going to use his extra vote, and the guys are going to vote one of you two girls off. You know what that tells me in a nutshell happens in the next
episode?
That
doesn't happen?
No, that Mike won immunity, right? Because if Mike is strategizing with them that they're going to use the vote one of the two girls off, that would mean that he himself doesn't feel like he's in any danger.
Right.
Right, because Mike obviously should be the one in the most danger every single episode. He shouldn't be, if there's any scrambling, you should vote, I think that scramble tells me.
Not necessarily, because he still has an idol, right?
Mike doesn't have an
idol.
No,
he used it, didn't he?
Yeah, the moment he goes up to tribal council,
right,
without an immunity, when he's getting eliminated.
Yeah, he used it this week. I forgot about that.
So the fact that he's strategizing with Carolyn and Sierra and saying they're going to use the extra votes to vote one of you two off, tells me that he's safe, right?
Right.
But it also tells me that Carolyn may be playing her idol next week.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, Carolyn and Sierra did vote with Mike to get rid of Tyler.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they're conspiring with each other, but you're right. Why wouldn't the target be Mike?
Mike would be the target. I mean, that preview spoke volumes to me, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're Carolyn, you only have two more tribals to play the idol at anyways, right?
Right.
So if you're Herb and you even have a glimmer that your name might be going up, you're playing it this week and then worry about next week when it happens, right?
Yeah.
I think this could be an epic tribal council for that reason.
Well, I really feel like the tribal council's coming up could be epic because we still have, like, Carolyn still has her idol. Dan still has his extra vote.
His extra vote could get null. Let's say they decide to go. Because if I were Dan, Rodney, and... wouldn't Carolyn be the one you target over Sierra?
You'd think so.
Carolyn's won two immunity challenges.
Yeah, you'd
think I would think you write Carolyn's name down. Carolyn plays that idol. I would think she writes Dan's name down.
It's Mike, Sierra, and Will in the final three, isn't it? This is what the final three is going to come down to.
That's a very plausible scenario. Because let's say Carolyn uses her idol and eliminates, like, Dan next week.
Right.
And you have Rodney, Will, Mike, Sierra, and Carolyn out there.
Yeah.
I would think...
The next one to go is Rodney.
And I would think if Carolyn doesn't... Either Carolyn or Mike, whoever doesn't win that final challenge, it gets eliminated and the other is voted off because whoever is out there is going to want to bring Sierra and Will with them in the final three sitting next to them.
Yeah. Sierra and Will, I think, are a lock for the final three.
I think they're a stone cold lock. Will is the big, listen, if I could bet on this in Vegas, I would bet Will in the final three right now. I would hammer that. That's a lock.
And I would also argue Sierra.
Sierra's a lock. Yeah, you know what? I would bet them both. I would say both Sierra and Will are locks for the final three.
Yeah.
Because anybody wants to be sitting next to those two.
Yeah. You want to sit next to those two all day long.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It'll be a unanimous vote if either Mike or Carolyn are sitting next to Sierra and Will.
Yeah.
Dan's sitting next to them too, I think he'd win unanimously.
I think he would, unfortunately.
I think Rodney's probably pissed enough people off he would still win, but it may not be unanimous.
I don't know. I don't know, Trevor, because Sierra and Will, Sil, let's call him Sil.
Still, you're right. Rodney may win unanimously.
Those two are terrible.
They haven't done anything to deserve to win. I mean, if you're Sierra and Will right now, you have to say to yourself, shit, I could get to the final three. I have to make a big move. I have to do something. Right now, I could steal this game if I could come up with a big move right here.
Yeah. You could.
Right? Like, you know, if you're Will, what would that big move be? Yeah.
Getting rid of Rodney.
I was going to say, if I'm Will, the big move is I go tell Mike and Carolyn what the plans that my team has hatched.
Yeah.
And try to shiv them and then use that as my move.
Yeah, I think so.
So you got to do a swing the game type move. Or Sierra, same thing, go to the other side and say, listen, I'm with you. Yeah. Carolyn hasn't. Oh, she doesn't know that Carolyn. Carolyn has done a great job of hiding her idol.
She
voted off Tyler because she knew Tyler knew she had the idol, but Carolyn just didn't trust him anymore. And she decided to make her move first.
Yeah, it's brutal that she voted out Tyler, isn't it?
It is brutal she voted out Tyler.
I don't think she had a choice.
It's interesting, Sierra voted with her on that move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler should feel a little jilted.
If I were Tyler, I would definitely feel jilted. Right? Because the plan going in that Tyler thought was going to happen was that Dan was going to get the two votes and get, but that's not how it played out.
No. No.
How did Will vote? He voted Mike too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Tyler and Will each voted Mike.
And Rodney and Dan each voted Mike.
Yeah. So Carolyn and Sierra decided to, they made a move. At least Sierra can point to that as saying it's a slight move. It may not have been her idea, but it was a big move.
I don't understand why you don't go, if you're not Dan, Tyler, Will, why you don't go after Rodney? Because you know Carolyn ineligible to be voted for. She wins immunity. You know Mike's going to play his idol. So why are you firing shots at somebody who is completely immune to those bullets?
Yeah.
I don't get that aspect of the game. Because why are you taking a chance that he's not going to use it? There was zero chance. Tyler admitted in the show that night. He was like, You know that Mike's going to use his idol. So why are you making shots at him?
What's interesting is that I almost wondered and what he would have been out. But, like, if Mike just said, I'm playing my idol tonight. Well, it just happened the week before, though. And everybody still laid the votes on Shireen, even with the threat of the idol lurking overhead. I guess people are like, you have to pull that out.
Yeah.
They've listened to our show enough saying that the threat of the idol is more important than the idol itself,
yeah.
and they called bullshit on us.
They did.
They were correct. Because my thought was always, if you pull out the idol of Tribal Council and say that you're going to play it, you almost, my theory was you probably don't need to play because everybody's like, But no, in this season, they're like, you're playing that.
But my point is even to the flip side of that. You know he's going to play it, so why are you writing his name down?
Yeah.
Go after Rodney. Save yourself, Tyler. That was stupid. That was just plain stupidity.
Well, if I were Tyler and Will, I would have hatched this little side plan myself and said, listen.
Sure.
If I'm Tyler, I go to Will, listen, me and you, we're voting Dan, we're writing Dan's name down.
And if Tyler had a viable plan like that, maybe Carolyn wouldn't have wrote his name down. Maybe Sierra wouldn't have wrote his
name
down. I think
Carolyn was determined to get Tyler out of the game.
Maybe. Because
she knew that she didn't want him breaking that she had the idol.
But if Tyler and Will come to Sierra or Carolyn, either one, they're both the same at this point in my argument. If they say, hey, we have us two, Dan's on board, let's get rid of Rodney. To hell, we can maybe flush Mike's idol. Tyler saves himself. You get rid of Rodney, and now Mike is vulnerable without an idol.
By the way, you think if you're Mike, you definitely stay awake at the tonight, right? Just to listen to see if the producers go and replant that idol.
Yeah, you just follow them around.
Right? I would at least, I'd pretend like I was sleeping with everybody else, but really I'd be wide awake listening for like anything rustling in the bushes.
Yeah.
I assume they plant that at the reward challenge.
Yeah,
though.
I would say so. Now, I don't get, I think Tyler made a stupid move, but it's just my thing.
I think this is going to be really intense end of the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's too bad these characters
Tyler
are boring.
Out, Mike's, you know, theoretically, Mike should have a huge advantage going into the rest of these immunity challenges.
You'd think.
I mean, he lost to Carolyn there, but he finished second, and that challenge, you know,
was
that challenge is tougher
small.
If you weigh more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not to, you know, you have to have upper body strength, but you muscle weighs you down a bit. You have to be strong, yet you can't weigh that much because eventually your arms just start to burn.
Yeah.
I figured Carolyn or Sierra should have had an advantage there, and Carolyn ended up winning it.
Yeah. No, I think you're right in terms of I think this game is going to end in epic proportions, but the characters are so boring.
I think it's going to be an epic endgame. I really think that I have high hopes for next week's Tribal Council. I hope it doesn't let me down. But I think Carolyn's going to play her idol. I think Mike has immunity going into that.
And Dan uses a second vote.
I think Dan uses a second vote. I think you see a whole confluence of things happen. And here's the thing. I think Dan's going to use his second vote, and I think he's still going to be eliminated next week.
He might be.
I think what's going to happen is Dan, Will and Rodney are all going to write Carolyn's name down, and they're going to think they have it in the bag because Dan's going to use a second vote.
Yeah.
Carolyn's going to pull out her idol, and Sierra, Carolyn, and Mike will have written down Dan's name.
I think it's going to be Rodney.
You know, I was about to say, if I'm Carolyn, Mike, and Sierra, I think I'd write Rodney's name down. I think I'd get rid of... I think I would get rid of Rodney more than... I'd want to get Rodney out of the game before I'd want to get Dan out of the game.
Yeah.
Right, because if you're going to eliminate somebody over there, I guess you have to rank them. Who do you think is... Who do you think is more dangerous in the game, Rodney or Dan?
Rodney.
I'm not certain that Dan showed me that he's dangerous at all. I think I'd get rid of Rodney.
Rodney's certainly more dangerous.
Yeah, I think... You know what? I'm amending that. Dan uses his extra vote, and Rodney ends up going home next week. I think they're going to determine that Rodney's more dangerous. They're going to get rid of Rodney, leave Dan and Will out there.
I hope so. Because Dan may be a lock in the final three, too.
No, I think Dan's... I think once that game altering, once that happens, the game gets altered, I think Dan's the next one to go. I think Will be the last one out of him. It'll be Will, Sierra, Mike, Carolyn. Then they'll have the final four immunity challenge. Mike will win it. And then, honestly, Mike doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would make that move on Carolyn. Like, oh, by the way, I'm taking Will and Sierra.
I think so. Yeah.
I know Carolyn's ruthless enough to do it. If Carolyn wins that final four immunity challenge, Mike's packing up his bag. She's sitting next to Sierra and Will. Do you think Mike's ruthless enough to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah, no doubt.
He'd feel bad about it, but he'd do it.
Yeah, I think he'd do it.
You know what? He is all about the million, but if I were Mike, I would do it. I tell Carolyn, listen, yeah, it's nothing personal.
Yeah,
it's like Godfather 2, man. It's just business.
So, who do you think goes?
Rodney. Yeah. With that entire scenario.
Yeah.
I'm saying extra vote gets played, Carolyn plays her idol, Rodney goes home.
The other thing I wanted to mention, I agree with you. The other thing I wanted to mention about this, what I don't like about this second chance thing, is it gives these people too much of an opportunity to make alliances before they get to the game.
Especially if you know people from your season. Like, you're Joe and Shireen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you go in there already with an alliance hatched out?
Yeah.
I'm sure they keep in contact with each other.
Well, a lot of these people keep in contact with each other, even on different seasons. It just becomes kind of a fraternity type thing.
You know who I'm surprised wasn't in there? Ozzy.
Now, he's
stunned Ozzy wasn't in
there.
That
ship has sailed.
There's a couple people stunned that they didn't make the second chance.
How many chances has Ozzy
Stephanie
had?
Stephanie LaGrosse is stunned she's not in there.
How many chances has she had?
I'm stunned. People like her.
I know, but God, you can only be on like four seasons of Survivor before people get tired of you. Let's see, Ozzy.
Like she'd probably get thrown in there.
Ozzy was in Cook Islands, Micronesia, and South Pacific.
I guess they figured you had three shots at it.
Stephanie was in Palau, Guatemala, and Heroes versus Villains. You've
three
had three
I
chances.
I guess three is the cap. Once you've had three, they're like, fuck you off. Know what, you're done.
But none of these people have been on any. This is literally their second chance.
Yeah, I guess they wanted to make a point, only your second chance. It's not like a second chance in terms of you never won.
Right.
This is really only your second chance.
Yeah.
It's good. I think I'm going to enjoy this upcoming season.
Oh, I know I'm going to enjoy it, but it's just a little annoying that they'll probably have alliances made before they get out there. But, oh well. Still makes for good TV.
So we agree on,
We agree.
On the wild tribal council scenario.
Yes, I think we do.
You know what would be a big tribal council is if it starts... When tribal council is really good, they generally start at like 8:45.
Yeah.
Well, then you know you're really like buckle your seatbelt. If it's a non-eventful tribal council, it starts at like 8:50.
Yeah, 8:47, 8:48.
Yeah, but if it starts around 8:44, 8:45, you feel pretty good about your chances.
You know what else we can agree on this podcast today, Trevor?
What?
That four non-elimination legs are too fucking many non-elimination legs.
You called it. It was going to be a to-be-continued leg.
Yes. Fucking you know enough
they,
with these non-elimination
they
legs.
They wanted Mike and Rochelle on that last episode.
Well, I, you know what? I don't begrudge them when you get down to final four. You know, here's your final leg. You know, we're sending you to your destination city. Fine. You know, make it a good, you know, you're planning for a 2-hour show, maybe. Maybe that's why they do that. Well,
yes, it's a 2-hour show. That's why.
It's a 2-hour finale. Fine. But enough of these other fucking non-elimination legs. Get rid of them. Producers, get rid of them. They're ruining your show.
Yeah, it's interesting. I said it last week. Now, Haley and Blake, I just don't think they're going to end up winning.
No.
I don't think they're going to end up winning. Though, they did show like them actually getting along this week. I was actually a little disappointed with that.
Yeah, I was too. But this episode was relatively boring because you were right. I'll concede that you were right last week. The teams were so spread out and they stayed in Peru. And I don't think any of the teams saw each other throughout the whole show.
No, they didn't.
They were that staggered.
Haley and Blair clearly finished first. Yep. Jelani and Jenny were clearly in second.
Well, I should flip that because Laura and Tyler passed Mike and Rochelle when they were on the road broken down.
Yes, and that's the only reason why they did pass them.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I said it last week. You know, I think you picked Laura and Tyler to win, and I picked Jelani and Jenny because to be different.
Yeah.
I do feel like they're getting I think they're getting a good edit.
Laura and Tyler.
No, Jelani and
Jenny. Oh, no, I don't think Jelani and Jenny are getting
a good edit.
No, I don't. I disagree. I think Laura and Tyler, they're the ones that are always happy and happy-go-lucky and smiling and everything. The world is so great. We're just so happy to be here. Those are the types of people that they pick to win the show or that they edit well to win the show.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't do that last year, though.
They didn't. So if we go by last year, then Mike and Rochelle win.
That would be awesome, Mike and Rochelle.
I would love Mike and Rochelle to win.
I'm rooting for that. What I was rooting for was that Haley and Blair make the last episode of the show and Mike and Rochelle win the show.
Yeah.
So both of them are still in play, essentially.
No, if we go by last year's editing, Mike and Rochelle have won $1 million.
God, I hope they win.
I do, too. But I really feel like it's Laura and Tyler. Everything's wonderful. You know, we're happy to be here. Oh, that's too bad about everything. We're going to win $1 million. It's Laura and Tyler. It's Laura.
Now,
and Tyler.
They're all going to bunch back up again, right? Because, right, what's the lead right now? You would say Haley and Blair, I think, are about 20 to 30 minutes ahead of Jelani and Jenny.
Yeah, I would say so.
And I would say Jelani and Jenny are about 20 to 30 minutes ahead of Laura and Tyler.
It ain't going to matter because they're all going to be on the same flight.
They're
going to
bunch up on the same flight.
Yeah. They're on their way to the destination city, which is Dallas, Texas. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure there's only one flight going from Peru to Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a race in Dallas at this point.
Where are the contestants from? Do we have their town?
Well,
don't we have an advantage with them going to Dallas?
I don't think any of them live in Dallas, but let me do some research. Laura and Tyler are from Southern California because okay. they're Team SoCal.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at the cast here. Blair and Haley are from Florida. Blair's from Florida, and Haley is from Florida. Okay.
Okay, no advantage.
Jelani and Jenny, New York and Los Angeles.
No advantage.
And who else do we have?
Mike and Rochelle.
Mike and Rochelle. Michigan.
So we have no team that... There's no home court advantage here.
No. No.
We have had that in the past where a team landed in the city. Wasn't the Beekman boys? That finale was in New York.
Could have been. Yeah.
They won, and they're from New York.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. No, Laura and Tyler are winning this. I think it's a lock. I think it's a lock. I wouldn't bet the house on it because of Amy and Maya last season.
But... So I definitely would bet more on Will and Sierra making the final two of Survivor than Laura and Tyler winning this season.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. But I still think Laura and Tyler are almost as a lock as Sierra is to getting into the final three.
See, I don't think it's that much of a lock. I don't think it's a lock at all.
I do.
I'm still picking Jelani and Jenny to be different. Plus, I think I picked them at the beginning of the season to be in the final four.
I don't want Jelani and Jenny to
win. So I feel like... See, I don't think I think I did pick Haley and Blair. It would surprise me if I didn't pick two doctors.
I'm not agreeing to anything you say, Trevor.
I know I didn't pick Mike and Rochelle. I think I might have picked them to be one of the first ones.
Yeah, I never really thought.
I got that one completely wrong. I'm happy, though.
Why don't we write this shit down? We say this every year.
No, I'm gonna claim that I had Jelani and Jenny and Haley and Blair in my final four.
Somebody on Twitter needed to have written this down. We asked them to write it down. I don't have it anywhere in my notes.
I'm saying I got two out of the final four correct.
Yeah, I'm saying I have four out of the final four correct. So go fuck off. This is my final four that I predicted in the
pre-show. Saying I had Sierra and Will in the final three of Survivor too.
Yeah, because we all picked Will to be at the end.
So there we go.
Yeah. Now, I'm irritated. I don't blame them for having a to-be-continued leg, but now this is four legs that they haven't eliminated somebody out of 11.
You know, if we were producing that show, Mike Rochelle are sprinting towards the finish line, we'd be like, oh, we're going to call an audible here.
Yeah. Oh, the finish line is over there.
It's a to-be-continued leg from Dallas. Get on the plane. America wants you guys in the Final Four.
I honestly think
that the producers like having a to-be-continued leg before the final four.
I don't begrudge them a to-be-continued leg. I'm irritated with the other three fucking non-elimination legs that they had. It's enough. It's enough already.
What's interesting is that there are three blind dating teams in the final four.
Yeah, I never thought that was ever going to happen. That's why we had Matt and Ashley, Allie and Steve. Linda,
I had Allie and Steve. I know I missed that one.
Harley and Jonathan, probably. Libby and CJ. I think I had Libby and CJ doing well. And they were out second. This is why we don't write it down, because we're terrible at picking.
I know. I picked Allie and Steve to win the show.
There's a little secret behind the madness there, folks. We're going to break down the wall here for a second. We don't write this shit down because we're so bad at picking.
It's better that we don't write it down. Then we can claim that we had them all.
Exactly. I know I had Haley and Blair, Laura and Tyler, Jelani and Jenny in my finals. In my final four. But I also know I had Libby and CJ and Allie and Steve in there. So that's five teams. So
I know I had Allie and Steve in mine. I had them winning. I was comparing them to Nick and Star before the show started.
Yeah. So fuck me, right? Allie and Steve were the Olympians. We had them winning.
Like two Olympians. I walked them right into my
We walked them to $1 million.
I was like, cancel the show. They're winning.
Oh, God. And here they are out seventh, sixth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I have to say, from last week's tasks,
Yeah.
That brick making task, it looks like it get pretty hard.
Yeah, it does. I wouldn't have liked to have done that. Not at all. But I commend them for stepping up the challenges a little bit.
I commend Mike and Rochelle for finishing that challenge.
I do too.
Right, because what would have happened had they decided to quit right there?
Well, they probably would have taken a penalty, and here's your clue to Dallas, and they're a day behind.
You're right. They might be like 2 hours behind.
They might be.
But if it's, I think they're just all going to bunch up at the airport anyway.
Yeah. An update here. It looks like we're going to talk to Jeff. He wants to go 6:30 now, Eastern time, on Wednesday. So I'll probably make it a live show for everybody, so that you guys can hop in and into the chat room and talk to Jeff or chat with Jeff live as I'm recording the show. But we'll also record it, and I'll have it for the next episode of RFF Radio.
That's awesome.
How does that sound? So stay tuned to my Twitter. I'll keep everybody abreast of the situation.
Abreast. Oh, that's an SAT word.
Oh, I thought it was I thought I needed my bell. Does that do it for this week?
I'm good.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They catch me at Trevor, RFFradio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFradio.com. And the best way to see what's going on in the RFF universe is Twitter. Twitter.com/RobRFF. That's where I'll post everything for the Jeff interview coming up this week. Plus, I'll probably try to get a few others with the second chance that I like. I love Jeff. I love Jeff in season 2 of Survivor. Who doesn't want to talk to somebody from way back when? So, stay tuned to that, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll probably talk to you guys on Wednesday.